When Sharp Grossmont Hospital noticed anesthesia drugs missing from its operating rooms a few years back, it launched a year-long surveillance operation that used video cameras aimed at anesthesia carts. Now, documents filed with the state medical board say those cameras also captured women patients undergoing surgical procedures. And an attorney for an accused doctor now says patient privacy was severely compromised. I'm joined by Cheryl Clark with KPBS partner iNewsSource to tell us more. Cheryl, what's this story about?
Well, Deb, this is a very messy situation for everyone involved. Back in 2012, Sharp Grossmont was trying to learn why dangerous drugs like propofol, and that was the drug, by the way, that was implicated in Michael Jackson's death, were apparently missing. So in July, they embedded tiny cameras on drug carts in three operating rooms. And this was all done in Grossmont's Women's Health Center. And then over the next 12 months, the cameras captured thousands of video clips, and many showed patients undergoing surgery. And of course, this raises major questions about patient privacy. Sharp has acknowledged in its documents that some of the videos show patients, and I'm quoting here, under anesthesia, exposed, and in their most vulnerable state. And this has been kind of a big surprise. Attorney Dwayne Admire says the patients were being secretly videotaped. They did not give their consent to be on camera while they were undergoing surgery. Now, this is described in detail in a bunch of legal documents that iNewsSource obtained from the attorney, and we're now showing them on our website with our story. Here's Dwayne Admire to explain.
Well, what we discovered, if you gave birth at Sharp Grossmont Hospital in their women's center between July 17th of 2012 and through the end of June of 2013, you were being secretly videotaped during those procedures.
It's hard to know how many patients were affected, but Admire is willing to speculate.
Hundreds and hundreds of patients, essentially every patient that had a surgery or that had their baby delivered via C-section or had tubal ligation during that time from July of 2012 to June of 2013 would have had their images taken at some point.
And Sharp's practice violated these patients' right to privacy, he said.
Did the videos catch who was taking the drugs?
Well, one thing you should know is that Dwayne Admire is representing former Grossmont anesthesiologist Dr. Adam Doran. Sharp has sent the medical board 12 video clips showing Doran putting vials of propofol in his pocket. And for that, he could lose his license. Admire said that over the year's investigation, Doran is seen taking 12 bottles of propofol. But here's the thing. Admire said other clips show Doran replacing the drugs or using them on patients. Propofol was in short supply nationally, so doctors sometimes scrambled to grab what they could to have in to use in emergencies when patients needed it. So Admire said that those videos show other doctors removing drugs just like Doran did. And so in his defense, Admire wants those clips too, but Sharp is fighting against that.
If the videos show Doran is innocent, why is Sharp accusing him?
Well, Admire said Doran believes the hospital is retaliating against him in part for being a whistleblower in 2008 when he claimed a hospital error resulted in a patient's death, but also for complaining about what he said was lax control of drugs at the hospital.
What does Sharp have to say about that?
Well, Sharp wouldn't give me an interview on this and didn't answer some of my questions, but they did issue a statement. They said, while images of patients were occasionally recorded, the focus of the investigation was on times the operating rooms were not being used for patient care. Sharp also said it has no intention of releasing the videos of these patients, and they're going to fight the subpoena that Admire has filed.
So what's next?
Well, the entire episode raises so many questions about patient privacy, the unauthorized use of drugs by healthcare workers, which, by the way, is a national issue, and how much privacy patients can expect when the theft of dangerous drugs by a hospital's own staff is under suspicion.
That was Cheryl Clark with KPBS News partner iNewsSource.